Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Buckle up for an unfiltered dose of comedy.
Full disclosure, I've had a lot of sex, but honestly, having sex with me is like buying a Prius. It's much quieter than you'd expect.
Epics presents Unprotected Sex. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. It is Monday, August 10th, and this is the realest, fakest, real fake news in the world. Let's start in outer space. NASA announced that they will be changing offensive nicknames of planets, stars, and galaxies after coming under fire for some of their intergalactic names. Under the new rules, the Eskimo Nebula, discovered in 1787, will only be referred to as NGC 2392. Okay. The Siamese Twins Galaxy will likewise be known only as NGC 4567. No news yet on renaming Uranus. Universities like UT Austin, Florida State, and Penn have decided they are banning all parties during the COVID-19 pandemic as a way to keep coronavirus numbers down during the upcoming school year. In related news, college enrollment dropped 100% since this headline was posted.
Well, college isn't for partying. I mean, it's definitely for studying.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I went to college and I majored in bong water. Simon Cowell suffered a scary bike crash, breaking his back in multiple places over the weekend. The doctor described his injuries as hideous and all over the place. That's how Simon describes people's voices sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
My favorite Simon nugget was always, "Who told you you could sing?"
In environmental news, Canada's last intact ice sheet has cracked and fallen into the ocean due to global warming across the planet. This is the most ice that has been in the ocean since the Migos rented a jet ski in Miami a couple of weeks ago. You get it? Ice in an ocean? Like, those guys are wearing ice on a jet ski?
Man, this is a slow-ass news week.
You think? In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves ballpark organist played the song Beat It as Toronto Blue Jays player Reese McGuire stepped up to the plate to hit a couple days ago. The trolling was in response to the fact that McGuire was caught publicly masturbating in his car just a few months ago. Apparently, other songs the organist considered were The Stroke by Billy Squire, Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol, and Happiness is a Warm Gun by The Beatles.
Wait, that song's about jerking off? I always thought it was about heroin.
No way, man. Look at the lyrics. When I hold you in my arms, I feel my finger on your trigger. Bang, bang, shoot, shoot. Jerk off song.
It still seems like a heroin song to me.
Actress Zoe Kravitz called out Hulu for their lack of diversity after they canceled her TV show, High Fidelity, due to low ratings. How about this? They tried to make a show in a record store in 2020. I mean, maybe that's why no one was watching it. I guess, what else can we look forward to? That new comedy about the local blacksmith that they're developing? Finally, a show about VCR repairmen. Come on, Hulu. Step it up. Anyway, finally, Chelsea Handler posed naked on a ping pong table to promote books. What? What the hell is this woman doing? Can someone please explain this to me? Posing naked on a ping pong table should only be done if you have a particular talent with ping pong balls. Exactly. If she could do that, Jesse, I would consider reading whatever the hell book she's trying to promote. All right, that's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. We'll be back Wednesday the 12th and then on Friday with Liam Farrell. Hey, Chelsea, do me a favor. Hit that target over there. Now that's talent. In Lauren Lake's courtroom, there is no nonsense.
Don't talk when I'm talking.
Just results.
Mr. Jackson, you are the father. Live it, own it, be it. You see it?
Listen to Lauren Lake's Paternity Court on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.